You're listening to Boat Radio. I'm Carolyn Sherlock. Welcome to the Boat Galley.
If you're buying your first boat, you may have thought about getting a project boat and fixing it up to be just exactly what you want. I mean, how hard can it be? By doing the work yourself, won't you save money? Project boats are so cheap. Okay, first question, what's a project boat? It's the nautical equivalent of a fixer-upper or a handyman special. Basically, a boat that really can't be used as is. Typically, they're being sold very cheaply, or even given away, just so that the current owner no longer has to pay storage or look at it. There's a certain appeal in buying an old boat and fixing it up, and books such as This Old Boat by Don Casey make the process look easy. I hate to burst your bubble, but I strongly recommend that you do not buy a project boat for a first boat. Even if it's given to you, it's not likely to be a good deal. For a first boat, get a boat that you can use right now. It doesn't have to be perfect, but usable. And use it. See what you like and how you use a boat. Why shouldn't you get a project boat as a first boat? Getting a boat is a huge learning curve as it is. Trying to figure out what you really want before you've had any experience with a cruising boat is just impossible. Even with a ready-to-go boat, you're going to be doing a lot of maintenance, repair, and yes, even upgrades. You'll find plenty of things to do on your boat. Don't worry. You'll learn about boat systems and discover if you even like doing boat work. Skills that you may have gained in building or rehabbing buildings on land will be helpful, but the experience doesn't directly transfer. If you don't have experience with boats, and I assume you don't if this is your first boat purchase, there is going to be a formidable learning curve. Things will take longer, and you'll find yourself redoing things that didn't go right the first time. You are likely to discover that there is more to be done than you initially believe. Without boating experience, it's impossible to know what all will have to be done. Even very experienced boat surveyors miss things. Boats pack a lot of gear into a tiny space. Learn how it's been done by others and what frustrates you before doing it yourself. The work will also take far longer than you estimate. It is likely to take years, not months. Yes, everyone I know who buys a project boat says, "I can do it faster than that." If you haven't installed boat systems before, it is impossible to appreciate the complexity of systems and the time involved to do simple things, such as just run a wire. You will not save money. Boats depreciate quickly, and boats' parts are expensive. So buying a cheap boat and fixing it up is likely to cost more than buying one that can be used immediately, but may not have absolutely up-to-date equipment. And that's without considering the yard bills and the value of your time. Also, consider why you want to own a boat. Do you want to be out on the water or sweating and contorted in impossibly small work areas? Project boats need to be undertaken as a labor of love, with the understanding that you will never get back what you put into one. I'm not saying never to buy a project boat, simply that they are not good first boats. You really need to know what you're getting into, and having already owned a boat, maintained, repaired, and upgraded her will give you a far better sense of what's involved. Until next time, then.
My name is Matt Rutherford. I am the only person in history to have circumnavigated the Americas nonstop. I've sailed alone across the Atlantic twice. I've crossed the Pacific. I've sailed through the Bering Sea and around Cape Horn. I understand the challenges you will face trying to accomplish your blue water dreams. And I know how important it is to have the right boat. Whether buying a blue water boat or selling your blue water boat, Rogue Wave Yacht Sales has the experience to make that happen. Email me at matt at roguewaveyachtsales.com.
Bonnie Last Charters is Mallorca's number one experience.
Bonnie Last is a 57-foot converted fishing boat. She was built in 1949 as a herring ringnetter in Scotland, and now she's set up for the Mediterranean. Apart from just relaxing in the sunshine on the deck, there's paddleboarding and any kind of exploring you can imagine up along the north coast of Mallorca here, quite often with Maggie the dog in tow as well. Bonnie Last Charters is unique because no charter is really the same. We work really hard to make it the perfect day for each individual client. To be able to go out and enjoy the day with the guests on board is just fantastic.
For more information and to make a booking, visit bonnielastcharters.com.